listening to the new Sounds of Seaburg on a personalized LP developed especially for you. The Seaburg Background Libraries, basic, mood, and industrial, are psychologically programmed to achieve specific objectives, to improve outlook, increase relaxation, or speed up performance wherever people gather to shop, dine, work, or play. Listen and relax. Enjoy some of the finest music available in any music library in the world. And think how you can use it to your advantage.
I don't know. Well, we are back again. You, me, here, now. It's been a while, but we're back in a brand new studio with even more delay. I'm really loving this new studio, I tell you. My name is Andy Ortman. You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. We just heard a track from Troy Schaefer from a CD Survey of a Broken Tape Recorder. Not much information here. That was the second track. Just in front of that, we started off with Zeke Sheck from a CD called Good Luck Suckers on the Skin Graft label. The name of the track was called Burnt. All right, we're going to keep things moving. Maybe even speed things up.
Ugly and bald.
No way.
White.
No.
No. Evil!
Problem, problem, what's your problem? Somebody, somewhere is
to play fiddle.
Thank you.
Okay. A nice, pleasant journey that was. PGR. That was from PGR's first album called Silence from 1985. The name of that long, epic track was called The Powerful Present. Before that, we had Fill in the Blanks with Punctuality. It's a good one. In front of that, Mechanical Servants with Problem. What problem? And just before Mechanical Servants, we had the Peggio Punks with a track called Know My from the double LP Peace War compilation circa 1984. In front of that, going further back in time, 100 Foot Worm Makes Its Own Food, which, as maybe you thought, hey, that sounded like the Butthole Surfers, because it was Gibby and Paul before they were called the Butthole Surfers. That track was called White, Dumb, Ugly, and Bored. We did start that set off way back when with Rancid Hellspawn. Teenage Lard was the name of that track. Okay. Hope everyone's having a good week. That's all from me for now. We're going to get back into the music. This is a band called Invisible Children. They were featured on the Eternal Now's first premium CD, Cataclysmic Catabolism. This is called World War Me. We'll be right back.
Why?
I am the first man to have a baby.
I've given birth to a son. Soon there will be many more like me, for men can now give birth. I will feed my son by breastfeeding him. He will grow strong like me. I will not be ashamed to feed him in public. Soon there will be many more like me, for men can now produce milk in their breast. I've given birth to a son.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I had to get a breather from that last jam. A very working out type jam in the face of coldness. A little more funkier, got a little more edge than I normally do. Then this next one is a designated B-side of that jam. A jam called Please Tell Me What Color. Now, I'll give a little background beforehand on this particular jam. It's dedicated to what's going on in the record company industry. There's a lot of record company executives that work for the Big Six, you know, the big major labels, you know. And there's a lot of superstars, you know, that will do anything to get a contract, and they have to come under the thumb of these record company executives. And that's what a jam's all about. Jam called Please Tell Me What Color. Ah, shit! Did you say shit? What color? When? Where? Please, tell me what color, yeah. Please, tell me what color, yeah. Please, tell me how high you want me to jump right now. How high? If you want to get ahead in this business now, it doesn't matter who you know, but who you blow. Not only that, but the frequency which you perform it at. Do they like what you're doing? Is it all right with them? Please, tell what color, yeah. Please, tell me what color, yeah. Please, tell how high you want me to jump right now. High! You say fucking shit! What color? When? Where? You want me to get fucking down? Give the word, man! Please. If you want to get ahead, it's fucking business now. It doesn't matter who you know, but who you blow. Not only that, but the frequency which you perform it at. Do they like what you're doing so right? Is it all right with them? Please, tell them what Kaluuya. Please, please, tell them what Kaluuya. Please, please, tell them how high you want me to jump right now. Hi! Talk up! You're incoming executives! You want a superstar in your hands! You better talk up! Tell me your fucking car! You want that shit to me! How the fuck do you want me to jump? You're Rick talking, Kid Leo! You're Rick talking all you record company executives out there! For Columbia! For Warner Brothers! Polygram! NCA! Please, tell me what Kaluuya! Thank you, Jam Call. Please tell me what color. The B-side of my new single.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to The Eternal Now, WFMU.org. We just heard a set. Oh, well, that was a set, all right. We just listened to Emerald Web, Flight of the Raven. This is from a new record I just picked up called Monster Skies. It's a compilation of obscure sort of electronic-y type of things from 60s and 70s and 80s. A lot of weird cool stuff. And incidentally, the track before that was also from the same record. A track by Clone. Halloween 1976 was the name of that one. Just before that, we heard from The Haters. Not Drunk on Decay. Let me find this. In the Shade of Fire by The Haters. My mistake. In the Shade of Fire. Destroyed music. Burning and exploding things. That track was called Diddy. Just in front of that, Anthony Decanini with Birth Plan. Track 2 from Birth Plan. In front of that, Superstar Dan Thurman What Color? That was the name of that track. That was a 7-inch on Scat Records, most famously known for probably Guided by Voices and things like that. But anyway, Dan Thurman there. In front of that, the German Shepherds with a track called The First Man to Give Birth. That was from an LP compilation, What is Truth? Volume 2. Other good things on that compilation. Worth checking out if you ever get the chance. But anyway, in front of that, Killdozer with a song called Short Eyes. Joined by Killdozer Tom Hazelmeyer of Halo of Flies on guitar there on that one. And we did start it off a long time ago with Invisible Children, which sort of was like an offshoot of the band Fruitcake, which was around in the 90s in St. Louis. Had the bass player from the original Drunks with Guns in that, and in Invisible Children as well. I'm doing vocals, actually, on the Invisible Children track. So, moving right along, this is Deutsch Nepal with Moon Lay Hidden Beneath a Cloud. Collaboration track. Incidentally, I just caught word that Deutsch Nepal will be touring the U.S. in October. I guess that's exciting news for those of you who like their music. Regardless, here they are now. I don't.
Don't you want me anymore? want me anymore? Don't you want me anymore?
Réveille-toi, on ne vit qu'une fois, Il faut en profiter. Réveille-toi, réveille-toi avant d'être étouffé. Demain est déjà là et toi tu ne sais plus quoi faire de ta vie, quoi faire de tes cris. Demain, demain déjà. Réveille-toi, réveille-toi. Regarde encore une fois ce qui va t'arriver. Réveille-toi, réveille-toi, tout peut encore changer. Demain est déjà là et toi tu ne sais plus quoi faire de ta vie, quoi faire de tes cris. Demain, demain déjà. Réveille-toi, réveille-toi. Ne te cache plus comme ça, n'essaie plus d'être sourd. Réveille-toi, réveille-toi, voilà un autre jour. Demain est déjà là, et toi tu ne sais plus quoi faire de ta vie, quoi faire de tes cris. Demain, demain déjà.
gratter ton cou, le désengraver.
Okay, all right. That was Neog the Blitz with Chemical Eucharist. That was from a split with Goat Penis. Just before that, we had The True Werewolf. The name of the track was The Unholy Invocation of the Most Blasphemous Northern Polar Werewolf. Just in front of that, from the Trash Humpers soundtrack, Night Time. Some Harmony Korine stuff. Crap there. In front of that, more soundtracky material from Goblin with the Phenomenon theme. The one about the girl who can control the insects. Donald Pleasance, isn't it? With his monkey friend. The friend who's like a chimpanzee. Anyway, in front of that, Laurence Vinet with a track called Demain from a CD reissue called Galaxies. And Laurence Vinet is sort of like a made-up pseudonym. For this woman who was, I guess, apparently not taken seriously in the 70s and had to use a fake name. It's interesting. I think she was married to a dude in Magma or something. Anyway, that was that. That French pop kind of thing. Just before that was Rashad Becker from his LP on Pan. Traditional Music of Notional Species. I think it was called Themes 3. And we did start that set off with an untitled collaborative track between A Moon Lay Hidden Beneath a Cloud and Deutsche Nepal. All right, that brings us up to date. And I guess that time just happens to be the end of the show for this time around. I wanted to play more things. New studio, pretty much in full effect. The library, not so in full effect. Yes, I will leave you with one more track from LP I played earlier. Monster Skies. This compilation of old electronic-y stuff. Anyway, this is Ian McFarlane. Muzak. To Moralize By. I think apparently he's from Australia. And I am done for now. Thank you for listening to WFMU.org, especially the online portions such as this. Okay. Good night.